Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Joy Montclairion here. So I'm going to start things off with a song before I get into the callers. Okay. It's going to be like a minute. It's Alicia Keys.
Waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can find.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with that song. Let's try a different song.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause
I'm faking down.
Fans, keep repping me, do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with the music. I had uploaded it not too long ago, but oh well. Yep, yep. Okay. One tried and true song that will never mess up. Okay. Caller, area code 775. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This is Roz calling from Reno.
How you doing? Is it Roz?
Uh-huh, Roz, uh-huh.
How you doing, Roz? You have a question?
I'm doing good. No, I don't know. I just called in to listen to the show. I didn't know if you had, like, an astrology forecast or
oh,
what.
Oh, yeah, I could do that for you.
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
what's
okay.
Your, wait, 1 second. Mm-hmm. What's your birthday?
It's 7/11/69.
7/11, that sounds lucky. 7/11.
Very lucky.
And you said 59? Let's make sure I got it right. Okay.
69.
Oh, 69. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So November the 7th. Did I get that right?
July.
Oh, July.
July. July 11.
July 11.
There you go.
Okay, got it. Okay, it looked like, okay. I can see some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Okay, you look like you're really, this is your day. Let's definitely see what the cards say, too. It says that you have a lot of planets meeting up today, like conjunction-wise. Your Jupiter mm-hmm. is good with your Sun. They usually mean, like, you're in an expansive, creative zone right now. Mars mm-hmm. is good with your Jupiter, expansive, actionary. It looks like this stuff is good for business. If
okay.
you're doing something for yourself, this is a good time to get into some kind of business venture. Let me do your cards. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know about just your day in general with the tarot, or
no,
are you looking for like?
I want to know more about that. I want to know more about that business venture.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's look into it. Okay. How can Waz get some business? Okay. Okay, the nature of the question is business. Now,
mm-hmm.
okay. So it looks like the type of person you are, you have, like, a free-spirited nature. I got the Wanderer card for you. That's usually,
mm-hmm.
like, a childlike, like, very playful, very just kind of, like, dare to believe in anything kind of thing. This is good energy for business, but a lot of times with the child energy, you might come off, like, unfocused, you know, not, like,
mm-hmm.
like on target. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, yeah, like, of course, to the transit, you do have a lot of creative energy right now, a lot of creative passions, how to move forward. Your near future, you have the Eight of Vessels, the rebirth. It is a good thing. It's more of like a spiritual thing, maybe. It comes with
uh-huh.
some sadness, too, with that card, because it's like it looks like for you to go into business, you might have to leave some people behind. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I got the Ten of Arrows. Instruction for that card. It looks like you might need some instruction with starting a business. Maybe someone older
okay.
in your life who's had a business in your family could actually be that person. Do you have
mm-hmm.
anyone in your family that has a business?
No, actually. I know
okay.
some people outside of my family, though.
Right. It looks like you may need a mentor. But
okay.
definitely, yeah. It definitely looks good. It looks like, though, you get into this business. Okay, let's see. Okay, two things. One, of course,
mm-hmm.
you need a mentor. Two, it looks like it's going to be, like, a lot of responsibility, a lot of burden trying to put it together, finding out what you want to do. But if you stick
uh-huh.
with it, long-term prospect, on top of your Wanderer card, you got, like, Eight of Bows, Hearthfire. You're going to have time when you have, like, a long type of celebratory, like it'll
mm-hmm.
be worth it, basically. You'll be able to get up to that mountain. You'll be able to succeed. That's what it's telling me. Like, you'll be able to get up that mountain and actually chill with your friends, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just about doing the work and just, like, finding the right person to coach you and whatever, you know, whatever your business. So it's like doing the business, it may seem like you may going at it alone. It may be seem scary because the Eight of Vessels kind of suggests that you might have to go alone to try to do something better and higher. And, you know, that's kind of comes with some sadness. But full circle around, once you get through the business, let's see. Yeah, you're going to get that heart fire. I wonder how much time you would need to do that.
Okay.
What is this looking like? Okay. Okay, you look like you kind of know. I got two cards. It looked like you might actually even kind of know what type of businesses you want. You got like two. It looks like you're down to two type of decisions, the two of those. But it looks like you could do
either
one or two things. It's kind of like in an even measure. It looks like, let's see. Yeah, like the type of business person you're going to be is like the King of Bows. And this person is just someone like, okay, 50, it's like to give you an idea, people are going to either love you or hate you kind of thing because it's going to look like, you know, you're very passionate. So whatever this, whatever you decide to choose between the two decisions, it looks like people could either love or hate you. But the good thing, even if you got your haters, they're going to respect you. It's kind of like they're going to, like, you know, bow down. It's kind of like you're going to, like rising up from the deep, like a snake. Like you're just going to, like, you know, freedom, like I'm the showstopper right here. And it's kind of like you've earned it. So even though you might have some people that may not like, you know, how you do things, they're going to respect you regardless and still follow your decisions. So that's that kind of business person that comes up for you. Now, okay, as far as like the two of those, the type of decision, do you have like, do you want to share like what that might mean? I mean,
One of the businesses I already own, which is the candle business, which I need to move forward. I think I might move forward with that. The other one is a business that has an that I need an investor. Like you said, I need a mentor. I need, because it's going to require a little bit more money than what I have.
I think that's the one you would want to focus on, because that Ten of Arrows construction makes more sense to me. That's definitely something you want to focus on, because, like, you have good long-term growth potential with that. Like, you don't want to, you know, you want to continue with that.
What is the timetable? Is there a timetable with that?
It looks like, for, like, honestly, it looked like a year. I'm just getting, like, a year.
That's good, though. That's good.
I mean, I'm not saying it, because you got a year for this hearthfire, like, Eight of Bows, like, comes around, like, some celebratory. Not to say that it's, like, long-term, but maybe some immediate success that you got, like, oh, I'm going to celebrate with my friends, you know what I mean, kind of thing. But it looks like a year. Let's see what your horoscope is saying. Yeah, it's just saying, like, it's saying that your opportunities, okay, reasonable investments. Okay, this is good. It's about the money. Yeah, expecting what falls come during this transit option must be identified and see. Okay, so you really have to just pick what you want to do and seize the moment, because it's a good time for you to do that.
Okay.
If you get like, okay, they're saying, okay, it's an excellent time to start new long-term projects, so that could be like that second business. Okay. It's a good time to resolve conflicts. So if you need to fix some things about maybe a persona or people around you just to get it set up, this is really a good time to kind of clear the air and start that long-term business project. Yeah, it does say a lot about that.
Okay, so now
beginning
the time.
A new long-term project.
Start.
Yeah, now's the time to start. Like, you have the energy. Like, the planet's kind of aligned up in your favor for that. It keeps saying business is possible now. Like, you got a lot of complementary planets. Let's see, you got, you know, with your Mars full of energy. They warn you not to rush into things, but it looks like you're going to be very optimistic. And you're going to be very sexual. It's saying, too, I don't know how this works in with the business. It's saying you're going to be very sexual, too. I mean.
I wonder why. But you know what? So let me ask you a question. Why does that go hand in hand like that? Why do your planets line up like that? Like, seems like the more into business that you are, the more sexual you are.
Seems like
the planets line up like that. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. I guess because they say sex is good energy for business. Like, I don't know, like, yeah, like, I really do think, like, I think it's more natural, like, they go hand in hand, because if when you feel more sexy, you feel more confident, and you feel like you could take on anything, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, like, you could just, you could just have, like, this type of, you can have this type of charm, and just,
Right,
bow down to it,
right.
Like, wow, you know.
Right, they're more attracted, you attracting that to you, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, you got like this magnetism
wow.
that they just can't resist,
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. One day, the one night that you were talking about Mercury in retrograde, sure enough, it's true that really did happen. You know, the communication goes wacko. Car breakdown, whatever, anything that could go wrong did.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have any, let me see, it looks like, okay, the only thing that you would have to just consider, it's not like you only have like one challenging aspect, and that's like Neptune with
mm-hmm.
Mars, and Neptune
mm-hmm.
is just like the planet of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense to me, like, when you talk about business, because a lot of times when you talk about business, sometimes we get, like, the temptation to maybe, like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
mm-hmm.
trying to warn you not to compromise, I guess, any kind of moral beliefs. It's like you may, let's see.
Would you say now don't compromise any moral beliefs?
Right. Let's see.
Mm.
Let me see what else it's going to say. Yeah, it's a strong, okay. You might be in six of strands, too. It's just saying don't take shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
You have this time to be more intuitive and magnetic, so, like, kind of don't pass it up. It says Neptune
mm-hmm.
is urging you to be more refined with regards to your desire nature, anger management, and assertive tendencies. Incorporating more imagination. It says incorporating more imagination, compassion, and spirituality into these parts of your personality will help you to not only manage this transit, but to learn from it. So it's kind of like don't forget, like, your spiritual, like, yeah. Don't forget, Don't forget to include your spiritual, because it could, with all this Mars energy you have, like this actionary energy to do stuff, like, for your business, don't forget to take care of your emotions.
The spiritual side, right.
Yeah,
right.
Don't forget to include that, because that can kind of get left out when we're talking about business.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It really does. It makes a lot of sense.
I often see that come up in other people's charts, too. So when their energy is ripe for business, you know, like any
mm-hmm.
kind of business, I often see the Mars and come up a lot, of course, but Mars and Jupiter and some of, like, the sextile planets, like your Venus, it's just, like, it goes hand-in-hand with this energy of feeling vital and being able to move forward with business but also being sexual. But then also the
mm-hmm.
spiritual planet Neptune always kind of gets, like, well, it kind of gets
mm-hmm.
blocked sometimes for some reason. I always see that pattern come up, you know what I mean? You'll be more, you know, into business, more sexual, but, like, the spirituality can be lacking. Or it could be, like, blocked, or, you know, with everything that's going on with the Mars. It's the Mars planet that's doing it.
Oh, I see. Okay. And Mars sound like it's heavy in my chart?
Well, for this transit, yes. You have a lot of Mars connecting in. It's because, like, I'm just, you know, if I really did, like, the full thing, we would have to be on the phone for, like,
mm-hmm.
at least an hour or 2 hours, because that is, like,
mm-hmm.
I think, like, 20 pages of just information on you. Like,
wow.
I have to, like, read a short-term thing for you because, you know, it's just this time
mm-hmm.
constraint kind of thing. But, yeah. Let's see what the fairies have to say about your long-term business project.
Okay.
Okay, they're giving me that card again, assertiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stand up for your beliefs. And only say yes if you really want to. That's kind of like the advice to give for that venture.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see with that is just like know what you want and stay true to yourself. Don't like get rushed in to do anything with that long-term project that you don't feel right about.
Okay.
And be able to be assertive
okay.
and say like this is what I want, you know, be nice and all, but like this is thank you
mm-hmm.
for your suggestion, but this is what I want. Kind of like the Beyonce
mm-hmm.
technique. Like this is, you know,
yeah,
this is
right.
what I want.
Right.
Right. Thank you for your input, but I'm going to go
mm-hmm.
go this way.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. That makes
so
much sense, too.
They gave me the marriage card. I don't know if you're seeing anybody, but it looks like maybe you'll get closer to this individual as you continue,
mm-hmm.
as you do that long-term business project.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing someone in your life right now?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, yeah. They kind of put it right over your King of Bows. I feel like when you're completed with this project,
mm-hmm.
when you get to that level where you want to be with it, you
mm-hmm.
could look out for some kind of either marriage proposal or just getting really close to that person.
Hmm.
It's kind of what they're giving me. Like I got that card
hmm.
over.
Wow. It must be somebody new. It's got to be.
Maybe somebody new. I mean, it's just
mm-hmm.
like one or two ways to interpret it. It's either like you're going to marry someone or maybe you might have like marriage come up in a relationship and it, you know, depending on, it's like no answers with that. Like it just, marriage will just come up. Like that'll be
oh,
issue.
I see. Oh, good. Hmm.
It's
very
not
good.
To think about.
Like yeah, I like it. Good.
Well, that's
good,
like your time. These planets stay in your chart for like a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Jupiter stays in people's plant, you know, people's lives for a couple of months. So you will have this energy for like a good couple of months to work with as far
mm-hmm.
as business. So, you know,
okay.
it's kind of like your time to shine. Like you have like a couple of months to really start working on or like to be
okay.
more successful, I guess, in business because that energy
mm-hmm.
is just a really good boost. It's a really good help when you're trying to do anything.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And now
you know,
what's the time? You're saying now is the time to get started or don't
yeah,
rush into it?
Yeah, now's the time to get started. Because you,
oh, okay.
you have the energy.
Okay.
Yeah. You have
good.
That.
Good.
It's
good.
A lot of just business. But it seems like you're going to, like, that Eight of Vessels card makes sense. It seems like you're going to be more alone doing this. Like, it's going to be more about your self-introspection, your own self-empowerment. But, you know what I mean? But, like, your energy is,
mm-hmm.
is good for that. Like, I don't know how you feel about doing the business by yourself. But, yeah, if it just seems like it's going to
oh,
be
no,
more
Oh, no, I feel good about
you.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good
some,
about
some
it.
People,
because,
some people,
yeah.
like, support or, you know, like, people in the background, but...
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like you'll be doing it like mostly yourself. It's got a lot of you.
Okay.
It's got a lot of sun, energy, creativeness. At least they're more focusing on you. You know, the individual.
Okay. Perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Definitely.
Right.
I hope that was, you know, like I don't know. I hope
mm-hmm.
that was good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much.
Mhm. Yeah, I hope that's something that's, you know, beneficial.
It is.
And definitely use that. Yeah, because the planets
mm-hmm.
are really, that energy is there. Some people don't really get into this stuff, but
mm-hmm.
if you really take the time to find out, like, a good site or just, like, really educate yourself on, because there's some sites that are not really informative, but if you find, like,
mm-hmm.
someone who really knows what they're doing, the planets really do have, like, a great effect on how we see the world. It's
mm-hmm.
just a matter of just, like, using those energies for our best advantage.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though. But you're like
mm-hmm.
me. You got the wonder. I'm a wanderer, too. I'm, like, real free-spirited. Yeah. I feel like
yeah.
your talents The challenge with being a wonder in business is structure. It's like being organized. I don't know if you like fight with that.
I do.
Just being able to make like certain times, and you know, that can feel like kind of constraining on the free spirit nature
mm-hmm.
that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely worth it to learn how to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I used to be like that. I feel like I'm not so much anymore. I'm more organized now.
Okay.
A little bit more. Yeah, so that's good. I think I'll start on it now then.
Yeah, you have the best. This is the best time for it. You definitely want to work on that.
Yeah.
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 The Eight of Bows, that Hearthfire, is a good mm-hmm. card. It's like, you know, either a party, celebration, just hanging out with your
mm-hmm.
friends. Maybe you might
mm-hmm.
have some male cousins or something. It's just like really having a good time, just really talking about
okay.
life. And yeah, I would definitely look forward
hmm.
to that.
Okay.
So when I get this
okay.
card in combination with that Ten of Bows, the responsibility card, I feel like
mm-hmm.
Your energy where it's at and like maybe your life experience, like it's just a matter of doing the work. Because some people might get the Ten of Bows card and it's just like monumental,
mm-hmm.
like they break under the pressure. But it looks like
mm-hmm.
with you, it's just a matter of just being like just sticking with it, something like just really continuing to press
mm-hmm.
on. And it looks like it's very easy for you to achieve what you want. Like as soon as you get through
oh.
the responsibilities of
okay.
delegating to yourself, like this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do. And then you know,
okay.
at the top of the mountain is your friends. You know what I mean? It's the cards
oh,
are telling
okay.
me like you'll be successful in that venture. You just gotta, you know, your energies are ripe for that. You just gotta continue to press on. Schedule.
yeah. Exactly. Okay, now I'm excited. Now I'm going to get on. I'm going to do this first thing Monday morning. I'm on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Watch out that wonder. Because you know how that wonder is. Like, okay, it's like, oh, what time is it? Let me get some more sleep. Let me just chill today. Like, let me flow.
I'm done with that. I wish, I don't know what the planetary, I don't know how the planetary system was lined up when I was going through college, but that energy was phenomenal. So if I could ever get, if those planets would ever line back up like that again, I know I could finish this project.
Okay. You mean like a project and
mm-hmm.
stuff? I feel like that
mm-hmm.
could be this time because you got like a really
it
good
could
planet.
Be.
I mean, you got
it
like,
be.
you got Jupiter in conjunction with your sun. Jupiter is the growth, abundance planet.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
thinking about, like, wealth here. Your sun planet is related
right.
to your creativity, individuality. I mean, then you got the Mars in conjunction with Jupiter. And anybody knows about Mars. Mars is getting off your ass, you know, like your action planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your planet
mm-hmm.
is really helping you to be, like, oh, I'm going to move. I want to go here. And then it's combined with Jupiter, which is, I like to say, the wealth planet, the abundance planet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, your endeavors of moving towards wealth is just lined up real perfectly. And then I think Uranus is also dealing with, like, your ego, like, more about yourself, going
mm-hmm.
to your individuality, like, self-improvement. Your Mars is in conjunction with that. So just being able to, like, build up or improve, more empowerment, like, empower yourself more
mm-hmm.
is there.
Right.
And then between the
right.
Mars and Mars, is like, you're going to be very sexual during this. So I don't know, maybe it's, like, that'll come out to this magnetism when people meet you. Like, you'll get that investment, like, whew. Like, I mean, I feel like they'll sense that energy because you got two Mars planets
mm-hmm.
working in your sex department. So, you know, if
mm-hmm.
the way it sounds, it looks like that those college
mm-hmm.
days have returned. I mean, it's like...
Oh, my God, I cannot wait. I can't wait. I'll be calling you back on the show. Guess what? My invention is on the market now. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
please do call back. Like, I do take care of people who call back. Like, I was waiting for someone to call back from the show prior because I had did a lot of
mm-hmm.
work for her. I'm like, I don't know if she's going to call back because I did do some work. So
mm-hmm.
she had, like, some real
uh-huh.
complicated problem, and I'm like, okay, I did the work, and she don't call back. So maybe things are working out. I don't know.
Maybe things working out. Exactly. If they follow what the cards say or, you know, what's lined up for them, if you're on your true path, if you know your path and you're on the right path, everything's going to line up.
Yeah.
Gonna line up.
Yeah. Someone told me that too. They was like, don't get dismayed. A close friend of mine was like, well, this is the things you say, like, it'd be hitting home, like, you know, not just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be wondering, like, the follow-up, like, the feedback and stuff like that.
Right. Like, what happened?
Yeah. I know. But I hope everything works out for you guys. It looks your cards look really good for everything that you're trying to get. So.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for the mini reading. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Call back anytime. There's not a lot of people to call in, so you most likely will be able to get in pretty easily during this time.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to leave it out on a song. Hopefully this song doesn't mess up because I was trying to work with it in the beginning. But I'm going to try On Fire again, Girl on Fire with Alicia Keys. it may do some kind of funny DJ thing, but that's kind of like the salute of the end of the show. So hope you have a good day. Just carefree and just be you. Excellent.
All right. Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. And Girl on Fire, we playing this.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I'm back in time. Fans, keep repping me, do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
This girl is on fire.
Girl on Fire. I want to say like that's a remix because that's how it downloaded crazy like that, so it worked for me. It could start my day now. Joe McLaren, join me again. Gonna do this again Monday free tarot reading, so join me again Monday 4:30. All right guys, peace.